welcome to the first episode of Improv is Dead. I'm sitting here with two of my best friends in the whole wide world. I got Timmy Lyons, Damian Anaya. Together, we are Fudge. How are you guys? I haven't seen you guys in a couple months. How have you been holding up in the big queue?
It's good, man, I guess, right? Just looking for shit to do, you know?
They just, I just read an article that said Home Depot business is up tenfold because of all the house projects.
I've been to Home Depot. I'm making a little stool for outside for a plant. So I've been to Home Depot a bunch.
Oh, nice.
And I've just been messing around with wood, dude. For real. I
love the idea of you building a little stool and making like seven trips to Home Depot.
I mean, dude, truly, it is a 8-inch by 8-inch. And like it's a foot high, and I just had to keep going to Home Depot because I was I'm doing it like I'm teaching myself how to do certain things. So like I bought a dowel jig and a pocket hole jig.
Oh wow!
So yeah, okay, yeah. So I'm like not just I was like oh I could like just screw these things together, but I'm like I want to try to make it so that there's no screws visible, so
almost like
it's a mini table or something. Like if I were to make a bigger one, I would know how to like frame it and stuff. I'm doing stuff like that.
Damn, yeah, that's how do you watch like YouTube videos?
Yeah, I watch a ton of YouTube videos.
How much time would you estimate you've invested into this 8-inch by 8-inch plant stool?
Let's see. I don't know. Probably I would say 12 hours.
My first trip, I went to Home Depot in 2017, so
dude, legit, I mean,
it's almost finished.
Too long for the stool that I'm trying to make.
Dude, but I do appreciate the craftsmanship of like learning that that skill set or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun.
Have you been able to replicate the YouTube videos?
Mm-mm.
No, yeah.
No, because I'm using hand tools right now. So I don't have I don't have like a meter saw or anything. So I use a hand saw and a meter board, which limits you to like doing like a 4-inch piece of lumber. So you can't do anything big. Which hence the tiny stool that I'm building.
Dude, I had...
Because everything comes out lopsided. Like, if you try to make a cut, like, just with a handsaw, it's going to come out a little lopsided, so...
We had a thing a couple weeks ago. Our garage door just stopped going up. And Kelly was like, We looked at it. Actually, Tim, you were over. We looked at it. And we identified the problem immediately, and we're like, it's just this piece. And she was like, rather than pay for a garage door guy to come out, we'll just replace it. You watch some YouTube videos and replace it yourself. But it was the thing where I would watch the video and I'd see what he was doing, but he had all these tools that I didn't have.
They're all like that.
Yeah, and he's like, if you don't have this, it might be a little bit more, and then I'd have to pause the video for like 45 minutes as I took like a tiny little Allen wrench and like tried to do stuff. And every time I would stop it, because the stupid YouTube app doesn't work, like it would just not reload, so I had to keep reloading this video. So I was just reloading it like over and over, and it ended up taking me like 2.5 hours to watch this like 15 minute video.
Dude, I went down a Reddit thread rabbit hole, and apparently like those coils that are in garages, like on like that attach to your garage door, and like that basically is the mechanism for pulling it back.
Oh, yeah.
Is super dangerous.
Really?
Like, you should not, like, you would never want to replace one of those on your own because there's so much built up
tension
that it would literally, like, explode if you were to, like, there are, like, stories of people, like, dying or like hurting themselves because they try to change that thing.
Dude,
I had no idea if I hadn't stumbled on this Reddit thread.
Yeah, man. It was almost like that. You know when you're a kid and you get mad at your parents and you're like, I hope something happens to me so they feel terrible. I kept having that like an emotion of like, if I hurt myself, Kelly's going to feel so bad.
Yeah.
For signing me up for this thing.
She'll never have me do it again.
Yeah, sounds like there's something
because
deeper
I'll
going
be,
on.
Yeah. I'll be horribly injured in this.
And the other like terrible aspect of it is our landlord, it's in our landlord's garage. And so our landlord's Cadillac is sitting underneath me the entire, so I'm already God, yeah. like, I don't feel confident in my skill set as like a handyman, and I got all of these like nuts and bolts that I'm like, if they fall, they're gonna scratch her cat. I was like, it was a nightmare.
Damn.
Tim, what are you fixing? It's the last thing you fixed.
I fixed my dining room table. I fixed my, basically there was screws loose on everything in my apartment. Everything was wobbly. So I did go through and like flip everything over, all the tables, chairs, tightened everything up. Got the back patio looking nice and fresh. Dan and Kelly helped with that.
Oh, nice.
You redid your living room.
I did. Yes. We got rid of the gross kind of folding couch that was in there. We got your old chair is in there now, that brown leather chair.
Yeah,
so
it
yeah,
looks
and,
great.
And we got a giant rug, too, so it looks
plus
like
plus, you guys have, like,
space.
Every system. You guys have, like, every video game system. And yes. The lighting is all that Google Home control thing. It, like, it feels like an arcade. Like, it's the dopest living room.
It's very arcade. Got a lot of fun settings on that Google Home.
And also, I was looking at, I was just actually, like, 2 days ago looking at photos from the New Year's party you had like a year ago, and it is like a totally different room. It looks
it was disgusting
so
then. It was like a boys' cave then, and now it's like a real home, and we don't have people anymore, so it's good.
Yeah, nice GQ man.
Yeah, very GQ
den.
Which is what I'm trying to become myself, is a nice little GQ man. Been you know, just working out a lot, lost a lot of quarantine pound, never gained any quarantine weight, just lost a bunch of old weight from you know, my entire life. And
well,
that's
we're
it.
Not
that's
at IO every
to.
Week, you know, so we're not
that's
pounding
the big,
fries and
truly you'd go there. I think I get the pretzel bites 3-4 times a week, and I was eating them at 10:30 at night doing a show, and then as soon as the 25 minute show we did was over, I'd drink 7 Jameson on the rocks. And then, you know, whatever, however I get myself home, take the train home, and then probably eat something at home and then go to bed. So I was sick, and the disease was the cult of improv.
Yeah, improv was killing us.
Yeah, improv was killing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was just in that neighborhood the other day and was like thinking about, you know, it is nice in the summertime to sit on the patio, but
Chicago's
so
ugliest fucking patio.
Dude, it for real, man.
I love that. It's like it's now that it's done, now that it's dead.
Yeah, yeah,
Tim's like, all right,
no, we never the patio
burn all
at
my
IO. The patio at IO, gigantic, huge patio, had so much potential, squandered on some ugly ass silver chairs.
Also,
like squandered
wooden,
on
those wooden things were like rat havens. Like they were just like these gross fucking.
They got rid of them because the rats were using them as a highway to get from the front of the building to the back of the building.
Sit on them and you just like feel these rats like fucking traveling through them.
Yeah. And then on a nice humid night, you'd
catch
the
whiff of the garbage,
in the air from the dump down the block.
just a poorly situated location for an improv, unfortunately.
So let me ask you, Tim, you in quarantine have been getting jacked.
Sure, yeah.
What's the single most important like training tip you've learned?
Probably just... mindfulness. I think the most important thing is like the diet, like working out a bunch definitely helps, but I think staying on like a strict diet that works for you, like the fasting thing is what I do, where I wake up in the morning, usually have like Garrity got me on this lime juice and Himalayan rock salt thing that I have every morning.
I love that we're 10 minutes into this podcast and we're already going full Rogan.
Yeah.
Is this what he talks about this on his podcast all the time?
He's like a super jack dude
like
that's all talking about
and,
like
vitamins and shit.
Oh, dude, I gotta listen to Rogan. I'm not on any supplements. I do like a protein shake,
and
but I don't know if that's, I guess.
Take an ice bath every morning.
And I have. I'm taking ice baths too.
Have you guys done cryotherapy before?
No.
Which is why I've done it a couple times, but it's basically it freezes your body to like negative 60 degrees or something like that, but it drops your it's supposed to make it seem like you're freezing to death.
Isn't it real
so
quick
that
though it like does it real
it's like you're in there like 3 minutes.
Okay.
So she's looking at me right now, shaking her head as I explain what it is.
What and you've done it, Damien? What does it feel like?
I have done it. It just feels like super cold. And I like, if you are if you're anxious at all, like this will make you even more anxious. So I was having I was like hyperventilating in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that they sounds awful. Not let you yeah. out? They were just like
no, they just let me in there.
Hold
so.
Through it. Hold through it.
No, you can leave whenever you want. So I lasted for like 90 seconds, but it's like 3 minutes is like the most.
Why'd you go back?
Because I thought I could do it. I was like, maybe I'll
yeah,
maybe I'll be able to handle it. But
What's the benefit?
The benefit is like it's supposed to help with inflammation.
Oh, I could use
so
that.
So people with like rheumatoid arthritis would use it, or like it's supposed to help with like eczema.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Yeah. Autoimmune diseases.
Autoimmune stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Okay, understood.
Have you guys been more on social media during quarantine?
Yeah, for sure.
I put timers on. I put timers on my Instagram. For sure.
Really?
But I ignore them all. Yeah. Every time it comes on, I go ignore for the rest of the day. Because yeah. it asks you, like, do you want to ignore it for 15 minutes?
What's the point? Why, no. Why do you turn
Because I'm like,
turn it
I just, I set it on there hoping, you know.
I
but
love
it doesn't,
it.
Yeah.
I love that you don't even snooze it. You're just like, okay, I get it, whatever.
No, it's just like, yeah, ignore. I don't want this to pop up
There's not enough
anymore.
On Instagram. I don't follow enough people or, like, care enough that, like, most of the time it's like you're all caught up by noon. I don't care what anybody else is doing for the rest of the day. Like, I only care in the morning. But I turned it off, and now whenever that thing comes up where it's like, you got 5 minutes left, I'm like, I don't even need to be on this. So I might as well just turn it off for the day.
Dude, I just had a similar sensation with, I just baked a cake. It was for a Twitter video, and then I, like, kept the cake because I could salvage it. And I love cake. Yellow cake with vanilla frosting, I realized, is my absolute favorite food. And I made it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to, like, try to, like, make this thing last a week. And within an hour, I just was like, I have no self-control, and I'm just going to finish this thing in a day and a half. Like, I fucking blew through it because I just couldn't help it. It was so good. And it was like
you're a sugar freak, though, right?
I am. Yeah. But it was kind of that thing, Damien, of like, I put these like things in place. I was like, I'm only going to have 2 pieces hard stop today. And I think I ate like 5 pieces.
Yeah.
And then you get to a point where you're like, well, I don't even care. I'm not even going to try to regulate it. I'm just going to upset myself more.
Yeah.
You should try Noom, Dan.
What is it?
Noom.
Noom.
What is Noom?
Noom was the thing I originally started my whole fitness journey with that helps you practice mindful eating habits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. What does it tell you?
I mean, it basically just tells you not to eat the way you're fucking eating.
Oh, man. What does it say? Like, it just like...
It's just like, what are you doing?
No, it's just, I think it's for, I honestly think it's for people who have never really like took mindfulness and like mindful eating seriously or like never even thought about it. So it's like, here's some tips you can use to like help you like use a smaller plate and only put this much food on and only make this much food. And meal prep is a big part of it and that type of thing.
I have zero self-control once the food is in my home. Mm-hmm. I have a high degree of self-control before it gets in the door.
Yeah.
High-ish, I should say. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Shadi made chocolate chip cookies the other day, and like, I ate all of them pretty much. I ate 90% of them in like 2 days. But if they're in the house, I'll eat the shit out of them. Yeah. Like,
dude, that is a whole nother element I realized recently. Obviously, because I live with Kelly, my wife, and like, that is another element of when you feel like shit for what you're eating, when you live with a partner who also likes those sweets, it adds a whole nother element of shame. Because now it's not even just that you can't control yourself from eating the snack itself. It's that I'm aware I'm eating 70 to 80% of this snack and she's only had 30 and I still...
Yeah, exactly.
And I love this woman more than anyone in the entire world and I still can't fucking help myself to eat.
Exactly, dude. And I'm like the whole time, I'm like, man, I hope she doesn't notice that they're like almost gone.
I know. Your brain like convinces yourself where it's like, yeah, she won't notice that we went from 12 cookies to 2.
Yeah. And there's that look of like, you ate them all now? Like,
yeah.
I was hoping they last a week at least.
I think one of the biggest things, like,
I think one of the most successful elements of a healthy marriage is finding the things that each of you like individually that the other does not. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, Kelly has certain desserts. Like, Kelly will straight up eat frosting, and as much as I like cake, I don't eat frosting straight up.
Same, yeah.
So, like, I'll never touch her frosting. But if we have chocolate chip cookies or cake or whatever, I'll eat definitely 80%
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Damn.
So.
You guys make me feel great.
Yeah.
In a good way, not because you're both married, and or not, well, Damien, you're not married, but
no.
live in partner, but because I've got this fabulous self control now, that it doesn't sound like you guys have. All I eat that's sweet right now is that Halo Top ice cream that I keep fucking telling people to get.
Well, that self control will quit once you're with somebody, I think.
No, I'm not gonna let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will. Trust us, Tim. You just give up, dude.
No.
Yeah, you just give up.
It's such great bliss It'll to happen. Just not care about anything anymore, man.
Yeah, yeah. That would be nice. I'm trying to give the next person that I fall in love with the best version of myself, and that's why I'm doing this to myself.
I love that.
That's why I'm hurting my groin just below my asshole so that the next person I'm with can really appreciate me and who I am.
Well, and that's what we're here to do. That's what this podcast is all about.
That's what it's all about. This is a self-actualization podcast. So. Be the you you always wanted.
This has been great. I feel like we got a lot of info out here.
Yeah.
It's been great catching up with y'all since we haven't seen each other.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah.
Dan, how about you give us something that kind of encapsulates the conversation that we've had just now?
Like,
just a word.
Okay, like a word. Yeah. Oh man, I'm still thinking about that fucking YouTube video. So, how about reload?
Reload.
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 Anybody need a refresher?
I'll take one, yeah.
Yeah,
here you go. Yeah, yeah.
Were you having the raspberry or strawberry?
Oh, I have the strawberry.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, man.
David, anything? Are you still...
I'll take an Arnold Palmer.
Okay.
Could you do light ice?
Yeah, not a problem.
Because last time you brought me my drink, it was like 90% ice. Yeah,
You should have told me up top. I would have fixed that for you.
No, man, I worked in the service industry.
I know, but it's kind of like a truth zone. So if you're feeling like I'm doing something wrong, I want to make sure that everybody's having a good time.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, me too.
Good, good.
I wish you could kind of just hang with the rest of the birthday party instead of working.
I know. I'm just kind of.
I feel bad that you're like working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's your birthday.
I know, but I'm hosting. I mean, when you throw yourself a birthday party, like when no one else goes out there and puts the effort and time into throwing you the birthday party, and you're the one who has to put the invitation together, and you know it's 30, so it's
wait,
like,
Are you? I'm sorry. Are you trying to say that you're mad that we didn't plan a birthday party for you?
I'm not mad at all. I've got that host gene in me where I love to host parties, so I would have been even if you. Guys had the forethought and sweetness as friends to throw me a 30th birthday party, which I'm not saying that's something.
Okay,
you do.
Well, it sounds like you're upset that we didn't throw your birthday party.
I'm not upset because I would want to be in charge somehow. I'm a Virgo, so I would want to be in there. I want to get my claws in there.
Right, we kept asking you when your birthday was, and you would never tell us. So how are we supposed to know?
There's ways to find it out. It's definitely on my Facebook page.
Is it on your Facebook page?
For sure, it's on my Facebook page, yeah.
You know, I'm going to pull it up right now. Let's see what's on there.
It's under all my favorite quotes.
Let's see what's on there. Okay.
Hey, Gene.
That's your high school graduation.
Hey, Gene, how's that Arnold Palmer coming? Sorry, man.
Sorry, I'm going to get bored.
No worries.
You said light ice?
Light ice, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
no problem. Because you work at Halliburton. You worked at Halliburton?
I did, yeah.
Whoa. Dude, seriously?
2001 to 2007, the golden years.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
Yeah,
and this is your 30th birthday?
Yeah, so this was...
Did you start like an internship at Halliburton?
Wow, you were like 11, right?
Yeah, I was young.
Wow.
But eventually the shirts got a little too tight on me, so I had to take
You were
off.
In charge of youth outreach at Halliburton?
Yeah. Yeah, we did a lot of like day camp stuff.
Wait,
whoa, you were one of the original Halliburton kids.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
The Halliburton Clubhouse.
Yes, that was me.
Oh, I remember.
Oh my
those.
God.
Yeah.
I didn't even put it together. Your last name's Cheney.
Yeah.
Mick Cheney.
Yeah, he's my great grandfather.
Wow. Wow, that's
Wait,
nuts,
who's
man.
Your great grandfather?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Who's your great grandfather?
Dick Cheney's your no. great grandfather?
David Halliburton.
David Halliburton.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow. Okay.
Dick Cheney's my grandfather.
Okay. Yeah. Well, still, honestly, I'm looking through this. Your birthday is not on here.
Yeah. Well, I may have taken it off for, you know, for privacy.
It has your anniversary on here.
Oh, brother, I got to take that down.
You got to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gross. I hate that that's up there.
Yeah. That...
I got a bunch of congratulations on it last year from people who didn't know I got a divorce.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to take that down.
I will. I barely log in.
Yeah.
You set light ice right on this.
Yeah, light ice, not
okay.
too much.
Yeah, no problem. It's coming.
Can I get his ice, the ice you're not going to put in his drink?
Sure. Yeah, I don't want to waste ice.
Nick, that's way too much ice.
Sorry,
I just saw.
I'm taking it all out. Okay. Well, I wanted to put the full ice in there.
I don't care if it's overflowing.
I'm the full ice in, and then I'm gonna take out the ice and give it to him.
Okay. You know what? Can I get? I hate to be a pain because I worked in the service industry. Can I get new ice? Only because I just saw you. You're cleaning your bird cage without gloves or anything, and then you went right over, and now you're pulling the ice out with your bare hands, and I just feel like it's ripe with disease.
I washed them in the interim. I don't think you did.
I don't think you did.
Sorry about your bird also.
Also, can I just go back to
sorry about your bird.
Sorry about your bird.
It's fine.
Look, I don't want to call you out. I'm not calling you a liar, but I have in my field of vision, I can see the bird cage and I can see the fridge where you're getting the ice from. And I have seen you handle a dead bird and I've seen you walk over the garbage disposal. Get rid of the dead bird, and then immediately start making my Arnold Palmer, put too much ice in it, reach in, grab some ice cubes out. So I know you're claiming that you washed your hands at some point, but I have full range of vision of every location you've been in the last 3.5 minutes.
You didn't see me go hot in the bar, and I dip my hands into the water with soapy
hey,
water.
Hey, Mick, there's an easy fix for this. Give me that ice.
And I will.
Okay, I don't care about that bird
Look,
shit.
I don't care.
You could stick your own hand up your own ass, okay?
I'm not upset about the bird. I didn't let you guys know that you can't turn the volume up too loud or else the bird will die.
I'm sorry
that the first thing I did was come over, turn on your TV, and check up the volume.
No, you're fine.
I know, you didn't even say anything.
I had to watch Squawk on the Street. I missed Squawk on the Street this morning, so I had to come over and catch the replay.
But also, David, I also want to call this out, and I know because kind of a free-flowing zone, and we're just kind of getting the let out. You keep saying you worked in the service industry as if I'm your fucking waiter. I'm the host of my own birthday party.
I know, but I know what it's like to take, you know, requests from people. And
I understand that, but stop saying that you worked in the service industry. Okay. You worked.
Well, take off your fucking apron. You're wearing an apron. It makes me feel like you're serving me.
You got a name tag on, too.
That came with the apron. It was I can't get that out.
Okay.
It's sewn into the
You're wearing
the
a
apron.
Chili's apron and a name tag, okay, Mix? Yeah. I get what you're saying, but don't make me out to be the bad guy.
I'm proud of the jobs that I've had over my life. I'm not one of those people who are like, thank God I got out of Chili's. What's up with these George Bush masks, too?
Are we supposed to wear these? These George Bush masks?
They're complimentary. You can wear them now. You can take them home and wear them in the bedroom. Whatever you want to do.
Wear them in the bedroom?
All right. One Arnold Palmer, light ice. Here you are. Okay. And one just cup of old ice.
Nice. Thank you.
You got it.
Ooh, that's good.
The bouncy castle out back is not just for the kids, if you guys want to go in there later, too. I made sure to get one
of
those
for
adults.
Yeah, who are all those kids, by the way?
neighborhood kids. Neighborhood kids that saw the bouncy castle, and none of the adults were using it, so I was like, yeah, sure, go on in there.
I thought I was at the wrong place, because I showed up, and there were, like, 50 kids running around, and I was
also,
like...
Also, that looks like a permanent bouncy castle.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like a rental.
I bought it from Costco wholesale, so it was, like, $600.
I mean, it's in the foundation of your house, it looks like.
Yeah, I had them dig it out and then put it in there, so it'll be there year-round.
Wow.
I'm excited for the wintertime to see what that feels like. Could be ice cold.
Oh, my crown. Shit.
Oh, man.
I just broke my crown. Ugh.
Do you you want me to put it on ice?
Well, yeah, maybe ice and some milk. You have any milk?
I do. I have got some milk down here, yeah.
Great.
Whole milk okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got it all. I've got whole skim, milk. Whole 1%, skim, kind of soy.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
oat,
no,
I got oat milk, goat milk.
Mick, I'm sorry. Do you mind if I turn on the garbage disposal? I feel like you flush the bird down and it's just kind of sitting there and it's kind of half in. I feel like it's... Do you mind if I just turn this thing on, just kind of get rid of it once and for all so that we don't have to stare at it? I feel like we're all just looking at it.
Yeah. Oops. What was that?
Oh my God. Nothing. Nothing. It's all good. Hey, where do you keep your towels?
I don't have any.
You don't have any towels? Is that why you're soaking wet?
Yeah. Stephanie took all the towels when she left.
Oh my
that
God.
That was a year and a half ago, Mick.
I know. Christ. Well, I haven't had a chance.
You haven't bought a towel in a year.
They haven't had any sale on wholesale towels yet. I'm waiting for them to go on sale. I've just been drying off in the air and the bouncy castle.
Hi, are you Mick?
Yes. Hi.
You called ahead. I'm Shannon. I talked to you on the phone about our towel selection.
Yes.
I have to be honest, people don't usually call ahead, so it was kind of
Well, I didn't want to, you know, if you had something else going on today, I didn't want to intrude or just walk in or anything like that, so I wanted to make sure that you knew I was coming.
Oh, well, you know, our hours are 8 to 6 every day, so...
Oh, wow, long day for you. Yeah. Are you work that full shift?
Yeah, I work that full shift.
Wow, good for you. That's great.
Mick, this is awkward. I don't think you remember me, but we actually met before.
I feel like I'd be able to place the...
I was Stephanie's roommate in college at Bowling Green. We lived together.
Oh, yes. I do remember. Okay. Yes. Hi. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Wow. Been a while. Yeah. You look great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not that that's something I should... say outright.
You
seem like you're doing well is what
I am. Thank you. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I just married Mitch Tabernacle.
Mitch.
The meteorologist for Channel 6.
Yes. Meteorologist yeah. Mitch at 4, 5, and 7 in the morning. He's got to be sleepy
boy.
Yeah,
it's been hell on our marriage. Because I work the 8 to 6 shift.
8 to 6 of the towels. So. Yeah. As towels.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Well, that's good for you. Congratulations. I wish
do
I would.
Do you not
known.
Remember anything that happened last time we saw each other?
I'm drawing a little bit of a blank. I apologize.
Okay, that's fine. It was New Year's 2018.
Great New Year.
You got blackout drunk and tried to get me to have a threesome with you and Stephanie.
Happy New Year, everybody! Yeah.
Happy New Year! I honestly can't believe that I'm spending New Year's with you, Stephanie. I feel like we're in college again.
I know. Oh my God, I'm just so happy.
So good
you're
to see
here,
you.
And I'm just so happy. You're
ladies. One for me, two for me, three for me. I'm drunk as fuck.
Mick, why don't you drink some water, honey? Why don't you drink some water? Drink some water.
I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine.
Yeah. Mick, I'll get you a water.
All
what
right,
do you
I'll
want?
Take one water. Put some vodka in it.
Don't
put some vodka in it.
No.
Do not.
All right. I'm just going to tell him this is vodka, okay?
Hey. I'll give fucked up.
Here you go. Mitch, how much ice do you want? How much ice do you want?
Fill it to the top. Drown out the water.
Hey, Mick. Baby, why don't you come and sit down, huh? Why don't you sit down here?
Can you believe it's 2018? Again? I feel like it was just 2018. Fuck. I'm so...
Mick, why don't you come here and sit down, okay?
Mick, here's some water. Here's your water.
Is this vodka or what?
I think we gotta make him throw up. We gotta make him throw up. We have to make him throw up.
What? Steph, I want to help him, but I don't want to be rude.
Just the two of us. We can make it if
Look,
we can.
The only way he throws
the
up.
Two of us. You
Where
and
did he
us.
Find that? Where did he find that little man?
From the moment I heard Frau.
Oh
say
my
I had
God.
A clone.
Nick, will you
Who is that, Mick?
Huh?
Who's that man?
What? You, who?
Who's the little man you're dancing with?
Oh, he was downstairs. I brought him up when I came. I went downstairs to take a piss outside because someone's in the bathroom.
Hey, yeah, I'm Bill. I live in 4C.
Oh, hey, Bill.
It's Bill from 4C.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, 4C, Bill, I'm so sorry. 4C. Yeah, we're just getting ready for the New Year's.
Been meaning to meet you guys.
We should all have sex.
Mick.
All of us.
I'm in. Bill's in.
Me and Stephanie, Bill. No. What do we think?
Let's go. Bill's in. Great way to meet your neighbors.
No.
Come on. Let's just get it going right, now. Look, way we have a story before the New Year starts.
Look, here's the deal. I'm going to close my eyes and drop my pants. Whoever wants to suck or stick, you guys go for it. I'm not going to even open them until we're...
Bill. Bill Nye, the tiny guy.
Okay, that's definitely Mick. That's it in me right now.
I'm drunk as fuck.
That was
I don't remember
2018.
A thing about that, but I apologize. It sounds like.
Do you stay in contact with Bill?
I do. Yeah, he's my he's my State Farm guy.
Well, that's great. You made a friend.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I'll have to bring that up with Bill. Jesus, I don't remember a thing about that. I'm so sorry.
Well, he is a good neighbor, I guess.
Yeah, like a good neighbor. Bill Nye is there. He's not. His last name's not Bill Nye, but that's a nickname I have for him.
I'm so sorry to hear about you and Steph. That's
Yeah, no, it was a long time coming, and not happy. I'm not happy about it, but no. I don't think she is either. I don't think either of us are happy.
She's pretty. I think. Well, okay.
I think so you talked to her?
I talked to her at the wedding, at her second wedding.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt your conversation, guys. There's an emergency. There's an F5 tornado that just touched down.
Where?
Just touched down a mile away.
Oh my god.
Right. And yeah, so we need to get in the
okay.
in the stairwell right now.
Okay, yeah.
I got a better idea. Everybody grab a towel. Grab as many towels as you can. Wrap yourself in your towels.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone wrap yourselves in your towels.
I'm covered.
Okay.
I was watching the weather today and I'm sorry to say this. I don't mean any disrespect to your husband, but he did say it was going to be partly sunny today and had no mention of any sort of severe weather.
Mitch said that?
Yeah.
Tornadoes, you can't they come out of nowhere. There's no telling.
But there's some telling of severe weather.
I can tell you he checked his weather app this morning before he left, so I know he for sure checked the weather app.
He's a meteorologist.
Is it his weather app that he's created, or is it a weather app that he checks and then gives information to other people?
Well, he goes to Google Weather and then inputs the weather forecast into his weather app.
All right, Mitch, you're on in 5, 4,
okay.
3, two.
What's the Wi-Fi in here? What's the Wi-Fi in here?
We're live. We're live.
Hold on, cut it, everybody.
Hey,
what's up, Mitch?
This is Mitch Tabernacle.
No, the Wi-Fi password is we're live.
Oh, we're live. Okay, great. Hang on 1 second.
But we are live on TV.
We are, yes. Hi.
We're live in 5, 4, 3,
I'm Mitch Tabernacle here to give you a...
Nope, sorry. The giving you the password. The password is we're live in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay. Oh, there's numbers. Okay,
great. And
then
it's two spaces.
We're live.
We're also live.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we're live.
This is Mitch Tabernacle here to give you an update on the weather today. It's 7 in the morning. Right now, clear skies, high of 78 degrees, humidity 40%, and looks like we're going to stay that way for the next 10 days. The same exact weather for 10 days.
Sorry to interject here, but I feel like, I know I'm just a sound guy, but I feel like I feel like Mitch is just trying to give a 10-day forecast because he's taking a 10-day vacation, so he's just trying to cover his ass for the next 10 days.
Now I am going on vacation for 10 days, but I swear to God, it will be the same weather for 10 days. So
looks like we got a call coming in for Mitch, the weather guy.
We're
taking calls now. Well, we've actually never gotten a call before, but now
that's your personal cell phone, David.
Yeah. Huh?
That's your personal cell phone.
Yeah, I know. I picked it up and they said I got a call from Mitch. So I don't know how they got my number, but this is from an eyewitness report. They just said that they're seeing a possible funnel cloud over the town right here. They wanted to get your opinion on it. So here they are. They're live. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah. My name is Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Swiffer.
Oh.
Yeah, Luke Swiffer. I played defensive end for Oklahoma State in 84. You may remember me. I was the Swift. Anyways, I'm looking
not
at this
ringing
cloud.
A bell. I am a huge Oklahoma State fan.
Same. I've never heard of you.
Yeah, specifically of those years. I've never heard of you.
Yeah, well, I was third string DE. They all called me the Swift because I would Swiffer wet jet the locker room and stuff. They kept me on because I keep everything nice and clean. Anyways.
What year again did you play?
84.
84? Were Swiffers around in 84?
They weren't. That's where it came from.
Oh, so you invented Swiffer.
I should have introduced myself. I am the owner, creator of the Swiffer wet jet. I also played third string defensive end for the Oklahoma State in 1984. Yeah.
You shouldn't lead with the defensive end of Oklahoma State.
Yeah, hey, I'm looking at this cloud right now, and I'm thinking that don't look like a normal cloud. That ain't your normal cloud. You know, it looks like a sky butthole, if I'm being honest with you.
Sky butthole.
It is a perfect sphere, perfect little sphincter,
there's a lot of people believe they see things in the sky. A lot of people say, this cloud looks like a hippo or an elephant or,
one looked like a straight up god butthole.
Right. And that may be a thing that you may want to speak to someone about, okay?
Also, half my house is destroyed.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it took my mom. She was sitting in her Lazy Boy.
Oh, my God.
Watching Squawk on the Street like we do every day.
Hey, babe. I'm being subpoenaed by Congress.
Congratulations.
No, it's not good.
Oh, what does that
mean? Apparently, I'm responsible for. They're saying I might be responsible for a lot of deaths.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, so I'm being subpoenaed.
Are we still going to Great Wolf Lodge for the next 10 days?
By a grand jury. I'm sorry, honey. We got to cancel that.
No.
I'm sorry.
We're not going to the lodge.
We're not going to the lodge, honey. I'm sorry.
I reclaim my time. So it's Mitch, the meteorologist, is what you call yourself? Mitch, the meteorologist?
Mitch, the meteorologist, yes.
Okay. And so you gave an unprecedented, I just want to make sure I get this right.
Yes.
You gave an unprecedented 10-day forecast where you told...
It is a Fordcast.
We are
sponsored by Ford.
Yeah,
so.
It is a Fordcast. I understand that. Yes, I understand how sponsorship works.
I just need to get that sponsorship
in there. Reclaiming my time.
I understand.
Of course.
I'm reclaiming my time. You can have it. You can have your time. I'm just
James, no one else is talking. It's your time.
I'm reclaiming my time. This time is mine.
Gotcha. Yes, of course.
Reclaiming my time. You gave a 10-day Fordcast.
Yes.
That the weather was going to be beautiful for 10 days straight.
Of course, yes, 10 days straight.
In the middle of one of the worst F5 tornadoes we've ever seen.
Point of clarification, we're supposed to call it an F-150 tornado.
Reclaiming my time.
Yeah.
Reclaiming my time.
I will, but I'm reclaiming
my time.
James.
Well, I don't want to interrupt you,
James,
sir.
Everyone's giving you your time, so you literally have a 20-minute chunk here.
I'm going to reclaim I'm going to reclaim it, if I can be so bold.
Oh, the gentleman can have my time if
you'd
like.
All right, I'll add it to the list.
I have no questions.
No one else can give James their time. Everyone's giving... James is the only one who seems to have any interest in this whole thing.
I'm not a charity case.
I know, we all got bigger things.
He can have my time if he wants. I have actually no questions for the
I'm not some charity case that needs a bunch of time. All right, look, you gave a 10-day beautiful forecast in the midst of an F-150 tornado where people's homes and livelihoods were destroyed just so you could go on vacation.
Is
that correct?
It's not entirely correct. Okay, yes, I was going on vacation. It wasn't the reason.
Excuse me, would you say you were going on a vacation or you were going on a Ford Fiesta?
Okay, yes, I would like to...
Answer the question.
Yes, I was going on a Ford Fiesta. Thank you very much. But it was not the reason why I gave the 10-day forecast. Okay, look, my phone would not connect to the Wi-Fi in the studio. I got a new phone. It was not programmed to the Wi-Fi. I could not check the app that I usually check beforehand. And so I gave the most accurate forecast I could as a human being. Mm-hmm. And...
He gave the most accurate forecast he could as a human being. This is what I'm talking about.
I said Acura forecast. I said Acura forecast.
And is that a Ford
Acura
automobile?
Acura is not. We have a different sponsorship. I'm supposed to throw that.
Reclaiming my time.
Excuse me, everybody. Sorry to interrupt. There is a Dodge Dart in the parking lot with their headlights on.
That's me. Damn it. All right.
Do you forfeit your time?
I'll use my... Yes, I do. Damn it. I'll be back because my battery's going to die. I gotta go.
Great.
Hey, Max, can I have a word?
Yo, what's up?
This is awkward. This is like the conversation every owner of an arcade dreads to have with his employees.
Let's not have it then.
Nice try, Mr. Cool Guy. You don't think I know what's going on?
What? Say it.
You're reloading points on all your friends' cards, Max. You're giving free plays all around town.
Okay. Where is that coming from?
I have security footage of you doing it. Just admit it, Max. You're taking advantage of the arcade.
I'm not taking advantage of the arcade, okay? I'm bringing people into the arcade more often, all right? I'm getting them to play the games. No one's ever here, Bruce. No one's ever at your fucking stupid arcade.
This is so hard for me.
I'm bringing people in here. I'm getting them to come back. I'm doing you a solid.
Hey, so you're not gonna get in trouble for this, are you?
No, no, man.
There's
cool.
No cameras or anything?
No, here? Fuck that, dude. No, here. Here.
All right, I just don't want to get you in trouble. I mean, I don't even like video games.
You're loaded for the month.
Max, I'm standing right here, man.
Bruce, get off my fucking cock, dude. I'm bringing people in here.
Is this the owner of the arcade?
This is Bruce.
Oh, hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Thanks for coming to the arcade.
Yeah.
You want an alarm clock?
Alarm clock?
Yeah, we ordered too many of them. I can't get rid of the things.
Don't take it for free. It's so easy to win.
Why are you doing this to me, Max? Why are you doing this? You're like a son to me. Why are you doing this to me?
It's tough love.
Max, I'll get out of here.
No. You're fine, man. Stick around. Yeah, play some games. Play some Pac-Man. Play some Jurassic Park Arcade. Dude, what do you think?
I mean, I'll pay for it. No.
Fuck that, dude. Fuck that.
Okay. I mean, I have the money.
I appreciate it. Buy an appetizer or something like that, and then tip big.
Okay.
Buy an app and tip big.
Sure. Okay.
Don't give it back to the house, though. This place fucking bullshit. I hate this place.
Okay. I'm going to go back to my office and put together some schedules for next week.
Yeah, do it to it.
If you need me, I'll be back there. Please don't give any freebies, Max. I'm really underwater with this place.
Yeah, no worries, dude.
Yo, Max. Hey, me and my girl are here looking for a good time.
Hell yeah, dude.
What's up? Can we get some points or what?
Bam, two full cards full.
Nice.
Go nuts. And these never expire, so you're good. Woo. Also, Bruce is, I don't know, he's wandering around or doing something like that, but there's a safe up in his office. The code is 13241718. Go up there. Take what you want, man.
Nice.
He's a fucking sad.
Dude is a sad sack. Hell yes. Give me that. Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, it's good to see you, man. Thanks.
Yeah, he actually might be up there, but just walk in there and go right behind him. Go right to the safe. You're fine.
Excuse me.
Cool. What's up, bro? Are you Bruce?
Yeah, that's me. That's my name.
Nice. Love that name, man.
Yeah.
Bruce Banner.
Yeah, that's
Bruce Banner, the Hulk.
Oh, you can't touch that safe, sir. Yeah. Sir, you can't touch that, yeah. Sir.
Oh, nice.
Sir,
oh, I got it. No, I got it. I got it. I got it. It's cool. Nice room, man.
Thank you. You mind?
You don't mind if we hang out in here, right? We pick up some wings from downstairs. You don't care if we eat in here, right?
We ordered wings from downstairs. Would you go get those for us?
Come on, Bruce. Be a pal, man.
They don't know that we're up here. We left our number downstairs at the Jurassic Park game. So they're going to deliver it to the Jurassic Park game.
I guess I could go.
Could you?
Nice.
Can you just promise me that you guys won't have sex in my office?
We're not going to have sex in your office.
Yeah, Bruce.
Okay, because...
I mean, I learned a long time ago not to make any promises, man.
I feel like you gave me two different answers.
We're not going to have sex. But we're not going to make any promises.
We're not
going to
make
either.
Any promises. I can say it all day long. We're not going to have sex. We're not going to have sex.
We'll say we're not going to have sex, but we're not going to promise it. That's insane.
That's insane. Okay.
It's such a heavy thing to make a promise
on. Yeah, you don't sign contracts you can't live up to, you know?
Okay, thanks. I opened this arcade so that people could have a fun time in town.
Shit, you know what? Forgot the fucking combination of this thing. Why don't you just give me the key to it?
Okay, it's in the drawer next to my EpiPen.
Oh, sick.
The chicken wings, we ordered the chicken wings like 15 minutes ago, so they're probably getting cold if you can go down and get them.
All right, yeah, I'll head out.
Hey, babe, you want to do an epi?
Oh, my God, yeah, let's do an epi, yeah.
Let's do an epi. Oh, fuck, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Damn, sorry, Bruce, we gotta fuck now.
No, not on my desk, guys.
Look, I'm all right, epied
look,
up.
I'm gonna go get your chicken wings. You're already mid-coitus, but please don't finish on my desk.
Fuck, this epi's hitting me hard right now.
All right, please don't finish on my desk. I'm gonna go get the wings.
Shit.
That's okay, she can come. I really bartered my way down here. Now all I'm asking is that the man doesn't ejaculate on my desk.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Ugh. All over my MacBook Pro.
Oh, fuck. Damn. Oh,
all right,
shit.
Well,
I'm
there's
so,
a towel in the closet.
I'm
going to go
so
get your
itchy.
Chicken.
Wait, no, fuck. I'm so itchy. Oh, fuck. I'm allergic to epinephrine. Oh, fuck.
Well, I'll tell you the problem here, pal. I can't get this MacBook to open. It's stone cold shut, so we're going to have to take it downstairs, and then we're going to have to send it back out. I'm trying to get it open. I want to look what the problem is, but I can't get this thing open.
I need to get rid of the semen on this MacBook. I've been implicated in a crime, and this semen is tying me directly to two murders.
Oh, Jesus. Look, this is beyond
Look,
the...
Look, small business owner to small business owner, can you help me out?
This is not a small business. This is Apple. Okay. This is the Apple store that you are in right now.
You don't own this place?
I do not own... I am part of the Genius Bar. I'm just an appointment.
Look,
just you
just
happen
out,
to
man.
Walk up to me.
I accidentally OD'd two teenagers on Epi. And the second the feds find this ejaculate on my MacBook Pro, they're going to take my business away. The arcade is all I have. For the love of God, do whatever you have to do. Please just remove. Is there an app I can download that removes ejaculate from my...
Hey, I couldn't help it over here. You need some ejaculate removed from your MacBook Pro.
Yeah. Are you hot in that leather trench coat?
I'm insanely hot right now.
You're sweating.
This is like fucking torture, but listen.
Okay, yeah.
I can get rid of that semen for you, no problem.
Yeah.
All right? No questions asked.
Okay.
I can do it overnight.
Okay, great,
okay?
Yeah.
I need you to meet me at the corner of Halstead and Clybourne. Literally 20 feet away from here.
Why can't I just give it? I have the MacBook now. I can just hand it to you, and then you could...
No. Do not hand that to me, okay?
Okay, when do you want to meet?
10 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm on top of another person.
Okay.
My shoulders!
So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, so
I need a break.
Yeah. I said we'll switch in 20. We'll switch in 20. Okay.
Okay.
Are you out of water down there?
Yes.
Hey, pal. When we meet up, can you bring us some water?
Yeah. I'm sorry. You said 10 minutes.
I'm so thirsty.
Are we just like walk? Are we just walking over there right now? Like.
I'm gonna walk over there right now.
I'm gonna walk over there right now. You're gonna be on my shoulder. My back is killing me.
Reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time. So we've got. Let me just get that understood. You walked in here as one man, and now I'm finding out halfway through this deposition that we've got two young men here in front of me. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, yes. I would technically be categorized as a young man. The man below me would not be. He's a middle-aged man.
Uh-huh. And then, sir, I'm sorry, what is your, and your implication is this, is that you've got a MacBook covered in cum? Is that what's going on here?
That's correct, Your Honor. But
I'm not a judge. I'm just a state senator.
I get it. I'm just a small business owner. Just trying to bring a little slice of happiness to my hometown, and instead... Teens keep sucking and fucking in my office, and a young man that I adopted is pushing free points in my arcade.
So you're not taking any responsibility for going into business in an establishment that encourages young people to come and fraternize in your establishment. Is that right? You're not taking responsibility for that? That teens loaded with hormones are coming to your establishment, and you're not expecting them to suck and fuck all over the establishment?
That's my position, yes.
Senator Halliburton.
Yeah.
Can I just want to reiterate that what we did was not illegal.
As long as this is not on my time. Can I get that on the record? This is not my part of my time.
Okay, yes. You have a 45-minute block of time.
Great.
Senator.
Good. Go ahead, sorry.
So I just want to make it clear that what we did was not illegal. It was not illegal what we did. Okay, we cleaned the MacBook of its semen.
Well, you cleaned evidence of a possible homicide.
Well, we didn't know it was evidence.
Homicide.
We didn't know it was evidence. Are we supposed to assume all semen is evidence?
Yes, you should. All
anywhere that I see semen, I just should not clean it off?
Correct.
Is that what
all
we're saying here?
All semen is life. All semen is evidence.
Okay, this is a hearing for zoning codes. I can't help but feel like we've gotten off the rails, Senator. Do you have?
Yeah, I was just looking to see if we could expand the sidewalk on Wayne.
Let me see here. Sidewalk on Wayne.
So I don't know where semen exactly comes into this.
Well, it comes in on my MacBook.
Let me take a look here. The sidewalk on Wayne, that is, let's see here.
Have you not looked at the binder yet?
What?
you were presented a binder.
This is the first time you've opened the binder.
I didn't.
You're 35 minutes into the hearing. This is what the hearing was about. You've brought in two small men in a trench coat.
Those are just my opening.
Removing semen from a man who owns an arcade's MacBook Pro. We haven't even talked about sidewalks.
It's all related, okay? It is all related. It's all into the same spectrum.
I just would like to say that I've never used that sidewalk, so I shouldn't even be here.
Yeah, same.
All right, I dismiss my witnesses.
You'd like to forfeit the rest of your time?
I'd like to forfeit the rest of my time.
All right, that's episode one of Improv is Dead. We did it, Tim.
I loved it. I had a blast.
It was so fun. We actually recorded that a little over a month ago with Damien. And if you like Damien, you want more from him, you can follow him at Twitter at Damien Anaya. You can follow me at A.T. Dan White. Tim, what's your Twitter?
You can follow me at Tim Lyons. I was one of the earliest Twitter users, so I got my real name.
You got that prestige
then
name.
Then I didn't start using it until 2020.
If you like the show, you can follow the show at Improv is Dead. And also, if you like the show, you can like, subscribe, rate, whatever that stuff is. I think it's pretty self-explanatory, right?
Yeah. Wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. We're on them all, so you can find us anywhere.
They make it real easy to put you on all of them.
Yeah.
And then if you want more content, where can you go, Tim?
You can go to patreon.com/improvisdead. You become a Patreon member for $2 just to support the pod, or you can become a Patreon member for $5 and you get bonus episodes and extended episodes weekly. So check that out. There'll be a bonus episode going up this week with just Dan and I doing some two-prov, so it should be enjoyable.
Yeah, we got an extended episode of what you just listened to. There's about another 5 minutes of content in that. Quick shout-out to Arnie Parrott and Steve Plock for the music in this podcast. I love those guys. They're both so talented, probably more talented than either of us.
Absolutely.
But they very graciously lent their skills to us for this podcast. They're the ones who are plugging the tunes into your ears. Finally, not sure how long season one will be yet, but we'll be back every Tuesday for the foreseeable future. I don't think live comedy or theaters are going to open anytime soon, so for the foreseeable future, you can check us out here every Tuesday with a new guest.
Yeah, hunker down with us for the winter season. The Chicago winter is a coming, and we're about a month away from it. So please join us for improv.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that, Tim. That's one of the benefits of this thing is I don't have to take the train in the middle of January to a theater
to do a 10:30 show with five people in the audience,
and then shit the bed and fucking take it back another 30 minutes, just stare at those bright lights, wondering what I'm doing with my life.
Too real.
Anyways, we'll end on that. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We hope to see you again soon.
See you soon.